Well, now then, children, what day is it tomorrow? Advent Sunday, yes. And what other day is it also? Jay? 1st of December. I can't believe we're in December already. Can you? It's going far too fast. But yeah, it's Advent Sunday. Now, does anybody know what the word Advent means? So again, children, who knows what it means? Yeah? Countdown, yeah, sort of a countdown, yeah, because we certainly do a bit of a countdown in Advent, don't we? Anybody else know what the word means?
Coming,
yeah, well done. Yeah, it does. Advent means coming. And of course, you know, coming of Jesus, that's what we're thinking about in Advent. It does mean, so Advent Sunday, the first day of Advent, tomorrow. It might mean the day when you can start opening your Advent calendars. Who's got an Advent calendar? Yeah? Have they all got chocolate in them? Yes. So, yeah, so you might find a small piece of chocolate hidden behind each door. And does anybody have an Advent wreath on their front door? Anyone got one of those? Yeah, you got one? Yeah. So you might have a wreath on your door, and I think schools often have an Advent wreath. They might have one hanging on a door, or they might have something like this. So this is our Advent wreath. We're not going to light any of these candles today because it's not Advent yet. But as you can see, there are, well, you perhaps have a look at it later, there are five candles on here. Now, the one we light tomorrow, does anybody know what most of the candles in this, do you know what colour they are? What? Purple, that's right, it's purple. Because in churches we have a bit of a colour scheme and the colour for Advent is purple. So we've got here, we've got three purple ones. We've got one gold one, sometimes it's a pink one, and that's for the third Sunday in Advent when we remember that it's a joyful day because Christmas is nearly here. And then the white one, I'm sure you all know, is the one we light on Christmas Day. And actually, we light it on Christmas Eve when it's after midnight, the midnight communion, because that symbolises Jesus, the light of the world. So as we light each one of these Advent candles, we remember some of the main characters. And if you're here tomorrow morning and the next few Sundays, you'll find there's a special prayer at the beginning of the service for there's a different theme for each Sunday. Tomorrow it'll be what we call the patriarchs, the fathers of our faith. And then the next week it'll be the prophets like Isaiah. Then it'll be John the Baptist. And then it'll be Mary, the mother of Jesus. And finally, on Christmas Day, we remember Jesus, the light of the world, and we light the white one. Now, for us as a family, for many years, Advent meant a season of beautiful choral music because we were based at Bradford Cathedral, and our daughter was singing in the choir. So we went to lots of services in that time, and it started with the Advent procession on Advent Sunday evening, and it was a beautiful service. It was a journey of light, and they started with the church nearly in darkness, just with a few candles, and one in particular that got brought from the top of church right to the back where the choir started at the back. And then they moved to various locations around the cathedral and sang in different places. And as they went, they lit more and more candles. And gradually the whole church was brought into light with lots of candles to symbolize the light of Christ coming into the world. Now, for other people, it might mean choosing an Advent book, some Advent reading. Perhaps a well-loved Advent book like Paula Gooder, who wrote The Meaning is in the Waiting. Because Advent is a season of waiting as well as coming and preparation and expectation. My favourite is called A Handful of Light by Michael Mitten. And he writes of Advent being a time of hope when we can have the audacity to reach into the darkness in our world and come out with a handful of light. And if you want to know what that light's all about, you have to read the book, I'm afraid. But that theme of darkness and light, there's a lot of that in the Bible readings that we have in Advent, particularly from the book of Isaiah. Now this year, we've got a new Advent book. Some of you here may have got a copy or seen it. It's written by our own Bishop Nick, and he's written it. It's called Freedom is Coming. And it helps us to see the connection between the time of Isaiah, the prophet. So the reading that Kate read was from the book of Isaiah, So the connection between that time of Isaiah and ours. And Isaiah was encouraging his people to keep their faith alive, despite being in what seemed like a rather hopeless situation in exile, living a long way from home, about 600 years before Jesus was born. Now, for some of us, that might resonate with how we feel about society nowadays, or politics in this country, or some of the things we've read in the news recently. There does seem to be a sense of hopelessness and things not going well in our country and in our world. But this book is meant to help us find hope. So it might be a good one to get hold of to read. Though whatever your choice, we are certainly encouraged in Advent to be more reflective and more prayerful, and maybe to be reading a bit more about spiritual things than we might do normally. And then, of course, for some of us, those of us who are parents of younger children, there's probably lots of things to get ready for, and parties and shopping and presents and food, and there might be a slight feeling of panic about all the things that have to be done and all the visitors who will be coming to stay and the meals to prepare. So the season of Advent is certainly all about preparation and waiting with a sense of expectation. It may well be preparation in a practical way, preparing for guests and Christmas Day meals and that sort of thing, but it's also preparation in the Christian life, a sense of expectation with an eye to the past, as we remember the coming of Jesus Christ all those years ago, God coming into the world as the infant Jesus, and yet also an eye to the future, as we look forward to the second coming of Jesus at the end of the age. And to help us, we have lots of readings in the church on Saturdays and Sundays that help us focus on these things. And today's one from Isaiah is a very good one. It's a wonderful message of hope. It was written for people who were finding life very difficult far from home. This is a message of hope. He says, "The mountain of the Lord's temple will be established. It will be raised above the hills, and all nations will stream to it." So it's all about how people from all over the world, from different countries, will come to worship God on what he called the mountain, which was in those days was Jerusalem. It was a prophecy about you will get back to Jerusalem, to your special place where you can worship God. So it's written to people who are living far away from home, about 600 years before Christ, and it's promising that a time of peace, justice, and life will be coming, where you'll be walking in the light of the Lord. And it's for everybody, not just for Jews, but people of all nations. And he says there'll be freedom to worship God, and weapons won't be needed anymore. So swords will be turned into plowshares, and spears will be turned into pruning hooks. That's for growing more fruitful crops of things. So you won't need all that, because disputes will be settled and people will be living in peace. And it brought tremendous hope for the people of Israel at that time. It was an encouragement that better times were coming and that lots of people would turn towards God and walk in his ways. But that passage and lots of other passages from Isaiah that we hear about in the Advent season have also been seen as a prophecy about Jesus as well. So it had a message for the people of the time when it was written, but also a message about Jesus, the Saviour, who was going to come into the world a few hundred years later after that was written. He's the one who brings light and peace into the world. Now, there's a lot of darkness in our world and people getting very busy with material things. And the message of Isaiah that was good for them in those days is good for us too. He says, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Let us walk in the light of the Lord." So how do we do that? How do we walk in the light of the Lord? Well, it's all about the direction we're going in, what our goals are, where we're getting our inspiration from, what is actually lighting our way, what is inspiring us, and what is informing the direction that we're going in our life. And Isaiah says that God will teach us his ways. And to hear God's voice, we need to be in the right place, in the right environment, and listening for him, listening for his voice, reading the Bible, praying, being in church. And that's where the season of Advent can help us. Now, we found a really good film which tells us a bit more about what Advent, the season of hope, is all about. So we're going to finish by watching this film.